Moose Jaw, in recognition of the selfless efforts of individuals who took steps to improve the quality of life for everyone in the community, the Moose Jaw Police Service, MJPS, held its yearly awards ceremony to recognize those who have gone above and beyond, and whose efforts may have otherwise gone unnoticed. The awards ceremony took place at the Moose Jaw Public Library's theater on the afternoon of May 29. We are gathered here today to recognize individuals within the community and the police service who have worked together to make Moose Jaw a safer and better place to live, announced J.D. Houghton, the MJPS's Public Information and Strategic Communications Manager. The annual ceremony hosted by the MJPS is dedicated to the recognition of individuals and officers who have worked to make the community an overall better place to live. Each award is presented in recognition of individual contributions to community safety, engagement, and for the promotion of positive behaviors. The ceremony opened with a recognition of past board members who served on the Board of Police Commissioners. Daryl Markin was recognized for 5 years of service, Kim Robinson was recognized for 1 year in 2023, and Mary Lee Booth, who was absent, served for 5 years and was chair of the board in 2023. Four retirees were honored, including Robert Heath and Stanley Koch, who were absent, Todd Booth, who served for 34 years, and Devin Olaniak, who served for just under 34 years. Seven members of the MJPS received promotions, including Randell Beckler, Sheldon McNaughton, and Chad Skesk to Staff Sergeant, and Ryan Lawrence, Dion Milliker, Josh McNaughton, and Jason Watt to Sergeant. The Teamwork Award was presented to several members of the MJPS, including members of the Criminal Investigation Section, for their part in removing $400,000 worth of fentanyl from the streets after investigating a home invasion on September 13, 2023. Members who received the Teamwork Award included Const. Murray Rice, Const. Evan Schwab, Const. Jeremy Anderson, Const. Kaylee Seidlitz, Sergeant Josh McNaughton, Const. Brandon Hoggins, Const. Graydon Childerhose, Const. Aaron Woods, Sergeant Dion Milliker, Sergeant Miles Coughlin, Const. Jordan Lonsberry, Const. Brad Sukinick, Const. Ryan Lundquist, and Const. Austin Abbott. The Community Building Awards were presented to Dr. Nick Carlton, Dr. Heather Hodges Stavropoulos, Dr. Nick Jones, Dr. Leslie Ann Keown, Donna King, Dr. Chris Yost, the John Howard Society, Sharon Bozak, Rob Carney, Ken Hawks, Darcia Hojensky, Cameron Howe, Kelly McElry, and Viola Riemann. The John Howard Society believes every person has intrinsic value, and members were recognized with the Community Building Award for its work establishing the Willow Lodge Shelter, which provided a safe place and meals to vulnerable members of the community. The Community Building Award was also presented to members of the 800 Chab Family First Radiothon, who this year alone helped raise $229,000 in support of the Moose Jaw Health Foundation. Innovation Awards were presented to Sergeant Josh McNaughton and Staff Sergeant Sheldon McNaughton for their role in creating the Internet Child Exploitation Unit, and to Staff Sergeant Taylor Elder and Const. Rod Zoyarby for their role in creating the Tactical Response Team. The Chief's Commendation Award was presented to Const. Sean Mole and Saskatchewan Health Authority member Tanya Moreland for saving the life of a suicidal male in March. As well, the Chief's Commendation Award was presented to Const. Alana Coghill, Const. Amanda Johnston, and Const. Hino Isaacs for their role in keeping the Communication Center running during a period of significant staffing shortages earlier in 2023. Resident Linda Tomey also received the Chief's Commendation Award for her role in saving the life of a suicidal woman on June 7, 2023. This is always one of my favorite days of the year, when we get to recognize some really outstanding people that have done really exceptional work, Barasa said in his closing remarks. I want to congratulate all the recipients, but more importantly, on behalf of the Moose Jaw Police Service, I want to thank you for making our world a better place than it was before you got here. Thank you so much.